One of the most enduring problems in Russia is a housing shortage. Communist authorities used to turn stately houses and single-family apartments into so-called communal apartments. Generations of Russians grew up in them. Over the past few years, some rich Russians have bought these apartments and turned them into large, fancy spreads. Others have been converted into commercial space. But the process is slow in the city of St. Petersburg, where about 600,000 people still live in communal apartments. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
A group of raggedly dressed teenagers is hanging around playing guitar near a monument to writer Alexander Pushkin. This is central St. Petersburg on a street lined with once elegant turn-of-the-20th century buildings. In those days, a single well-off family might have lived amid the 8 rooms on the 4th floor of this building, just opposite the park where the monument stands. These days, it's home to 7 families and a total of 16 people. Children charge up and down the run-down common hallway. Plumbing leaks from the peeling ceilings. Tamara Ivanova's been living in one room here for 33 years, sharing a lone toilet and cooking area with the other tenants.
I can't stand being here. I can't go to the toilet when I want. I can't take a bath. I can't cook, and the children are always running all over the place. I'm just happy when it's time to go to work.
Tamara shows the kitchen, 2 ancient stoves for all the residents who take turns cooking. One corner is being used as a storage area. There's even a set of car tires piled up against one wall.
Look at this. Can you imagine car wheels in the kitchen? Dirty boxes? All of this trash. It's impossible to cook here.
Ivanova's been on a waiting list for 15 years to get out of the communal. But a city plan to move residents into private apartments by 2010 is behind schedule due to financial problems. Most occupants don't have the rent money to move out on their own, like Natasha Davidova, a 46-year-old store clerk. Natasha's been here for 12 years. She lives in a single cramped room with her daughter, son-in-law, and grandson. Her husband, Volodya, also lived in this room until 5 years ago. Then he moved in with a woman across the hall, as Natasha explains.
5 years ago, when I was on vacation, my husband slept with our neighbor, and she ended up having a baby. Can you imagine living in the same place with your ex-husband?
Natasha says the bizarre circumstances remind her of the old American TV soap opera Santa Barbara, which was very popular in Russia a few years ago. Natasha and others here want to sell the communal, but all of the tenants must agree, and her ex-husband is holding out. Volodya's only willing to trade his 2 communal rooms for a 2-room private flat in the center of the city. Besides, he says, we get along okay here. Things could be worse. Realtors who buy up communal apartments and resell them as single units say unreasonable demands by just one tenant, like Volodya, turn prospective buyers off. So can the horrible condition that many buildings are in, as well as thorny legal problems like rooms registered to people who moved away years ago. Realtor Natalia Bastrakova says 90% of communal dwellers want to have their own apartments. But she says there are also people who've just grown too accustomed to the social fabric of their communals.
Especially old people, like lonely old people, lonely babushkas. They're lonely, having no relatives. If they would have their own apartment, separate one, they wouldn't, at first, have anybody to talk to. So even she wouldn't have a possibility to say hello to her neighbors.
That seems to be the attitude of Tamara, the 33-year veteran of this communal who considers herself its matriarch. Despite her nonstop griping about the noise, decrepitude, and a lack of privacy, she's ambivalent about the thought of leaving. Pushkin Street used to be the most beautiful in St. Petersburg, she says, as she stares out the window into the park where the beer-drinking teenagers are still playing guitar. Now people are less cultured, and there's garbage everywhere. But I'm used to living here, she says. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.